Howdy, folks. Thank you for joining us in our little corner of the gaming universe known as Joystick and Mouse, your place for video game news and reviews. I'm Don. I go by Diddy in the gaming community. And of course, as always, with me tonight is my co-host, Jade Imes.
What's going on, folks?
We present to you episode 177, and today is April 15th, 2024. I hope you got your taxes in on time, because today is the day. And on today's episode, we are having another TV-centric episode. We'll discuss another huge video game based hit on a streaming platform, and we may even have a list based around TV shows. Besides TV, we have another tone-deaf statement from an ex-Blizzard exec that sort of epitomizes how out of touch they were. So how are you, my friend? We have new toys in the lair.
Yeah, so what was it? Last Wednesday, I think it was, I left the house, went to the store, came back, and the TV had turned off and would not turn back on.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. Looked around online for a couple things. I was getting this flashing red light, which seemed to indicate that it was something that had failed with the board. And I tried a couple of things to fix it. When none of those things worked, I ordered a new LG C3. One of my friend Chris, had the C1. He either had the C1 or the C2. It always really liked the TV. And so I bought the C3, 55-inch C3. It's a great-looking TV. It looks better than my old Sony. It does the 120 hertz, which I haven't really tested out for gaming yet, but am interested to see.
That would be nice.
And then, like Netflix looks really good with the Dolby Atmos. Not Dolby Atmos, the Dolby Vision. Because my old TV was just HDR 10. So this does Dolby Vision, which I think I can see a big difference in the way those things look.
I don't even think our TV is HDR. Matter of fact, I'm almost positive it isn't. Yeah.
I think all 4K TVs have some sort of HDR.
Maybe. I know it's got the stupid game mode, Vivid, that kind of stuff. But
yeah, no. Yeah. Now, like, my computer monitor does HDR, but it's just like HDR 10. It's just like the basic three out of the box HDR.
Yeah, so does mine. But that Sony Bravia is pretty. It's fairly old. We'll have it forever, though. It'll never die.
Well, okay, then that's possible that it just is HDR 10. Well, mine was a Sony Bravia and it died. So. And I was trying to figure out how long I'd had that TV. I can't pull it up on Best Buy. So I had to have had that TV 6 or 7 years at least.
Oh, this one's easily 6 or 7 years old. The one I have, easily. So I think we figured out I have a 65. I think we figured out if we scooch the bookcases an inch either way, we can put a 77 in there. So,
hey, go for it.
I think when we need a TV, well, that'll probably be what we do. And we're definitely going LG OLED. Those are so nice.
Yeah, that's what I would suggest.
We missed last time. That was actually my doing. I had a little bit of a health scare. Since we got together, I was sitting here 2 days before we're supposed to go on vacation, and I decided to pass out again.
And our business is bad, sir.
It is bad. Yep. I did get to ride in the ambulance, though, with the sirens on. That was sort of cool.
Then scared your poor wife.
I did. My poor wife. She's a saint. But yeah, as usual, they found nothing. It's just absolutely nothing. So yeah, we have a bunch of tests with neurologists, and I probably am going to go see an endocrinologist, talk about other things. So yeah, it's gonna be fun here. So we got to chase this down. One of the things I did do though, I went to my GP, and he said, you know, he said, how much soda do you drink? I just said, well, it's all, I drink diet soda. I said, I drink like quite a bit of it. He goes, with caffeine? And I'm like, yes.
And he goes, he's like, why would I drink it without caffeine?
And he's like, yeah, we probably should stop that. Oof. And Mrs. Diddy was definitely on board with that. So at her urging, I gave up caffeine.
Hold on. So what you're really saying is that Mrs. Diddy betrayed you?
No, she said I needed to give up the caffeine.
Hey, you know, that could have been, you know, you see those, I don't know if you've ever seen those things on the internet where, like, you see one spouse is like, you know, my husband said he wanted a divorce. Mm-hmm. Or, like, my husband said he didn't love me anymore. And the husband's like, that's not what I said. I said I didn't want to go to Chick-fil-A for dinner.
Yes, that's about that. Yes, same difference.
It was like, and that's what that translated to.
I am here to tell you, though, caffeine withdrawal is a thing, and it sucks. I was dead tired for about 4 or 5 days. Headaches, just, it's definitely a thing.
Well, and not only that, but the sugar replacement was aspartamine, whatever the heck that is, mm-hmm. whatever the heck that's called.
Yeah.
That also has like an addiction.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Addictive property. I remember my grandmother who, like, when I was a kid, she really only drank 3 things: water, milk, and Diet Pepsi.
Oh, really?
And there were times where she could go through a 2-liter Diet Pepsi in a day.
Oh.
And
oh, my mom was bad.
She terrible. And if she drank too much Diet Pepsi, my mother would just refuse to go get any more. And she did not always take it well. I mean, and like you could literally see that it was like there was like a withdrawal.
Yep, there's absolutely real for sure.
So yeah,
and so I'm drinking my water, being good, staying hydrated. That was another
good job.
Another thing.
Good job. Hey, because you know we want you around.
Yeah, I want to stick around. Oh, well, see, that's just the thing. That's the really weird thing is that technically there's nothing wrong with me. It's not like I don't think it's life-threatening. It's just inconvenient. And it's funny. It's amazing how many people I've found out actually have the same thing. They've either fainted or passed out or have dizzy spells or whatever, and they just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It'll be interesting here. We're gonna go do all the tests and find out all the things and get a complete clean bill of health, and then just say, well, then I guess we just have to deal with it. It isn't fun, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let's jump in here. Oh, man, Blizzard. Jesus, there we go again.
Well, listen, can we really blame Blizzard for this, though? He's not there anymore.
He's not there anymore, but it's this is definitely sort of the attitude that we saw that was a little bit pervasive there. Mike Ybarra, you remember him? He was the one that was put in charge after the big hallabaloo. But he said that gamers should tip developers when they really like a game. So what he really said was he'll play a game, and when he comes to the end of it, he's like, wow, that was a great experience. I thought that was a great experience. You know, I wouldn't mind giving those guys, you know, a few bucks for the great experience that I had. And I'm like, but you paid $70 for the game. That was the whole point. Games are so expensive nowadays, and they're probably going to get more expensive. There's been a lot of chatter lately about the $70 price point just isn't enough.
It's not enough?
Not enough, and it hasn't kept up with inflation, and people expect bigger and better, but the game prices really haven't increased a lot.
They are tripping.
Yeah.
A couple things I would say. One, he is in a different tax bracket than most of the people.
That he is.
He can afford, if he chooses, to get extra if he wants. And listen, I don't knock anyone that wants to and can afford to. Go ahead, tip the folks. But yeah, I think what they really should do is pay their developers.
I do too. Now, we've heard a lot of things about game development and how bad the conditions are. The average game development salary, this is for developers and graphics artists and that kind of thing, is $108,000 a year.
I would guess, though, based off of where those...
most of those are in California.
Mm-hmm.
Or in metropolitan areas, and that's not a huge... I know, I'm just... Listen to me. That's not a huge amount of money for mm-hmm. those areas. I saw a thing the other day, not too long ago. It was average salary required just to live life in regions. I know New York City's was over 100.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Washington, D.C.'s was over 100K. And I know there are people around Washington, D.C. not making that.
Well, hold on. I saw a thing that said that the median income for middle class in Northern Virginia was like $80,000, and I thought that was crazy for a two-income home.
For two-income home,
I was like, "How can that be middle class?"
That can't be real. You couldn't live. I got this email today. The average price, this is average price of a house in Fairfax County, which is in Northern mm-hmm. Virginia, was $680,000. Average.
Listen, average what they're price. Telling you is that the middle class no longer includes home ownership.
Right, and can't afford a home. Middle it's class crazy. Can't afford. Yeah, because my kids are buying a house, and they had to buy it down near Fredericksburg so that they could actually afford it. It is crazy.
That absolutely doesn't surprise crazy. Me. Unfortunately, that doesn't surprise me.
Just crazy. Yep. What else was interesting in this? I would rather see them do things like, you know what, if I'm enjoying a game, let me buy some cosmetics for it or something, and I can give you my tip that way.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing more irksome to me than paying for cosmetics. I go through this with Marvel Snap, right? And, so in that game, cosmetics are, variant cards. But they have now started like set transactionally selling emotes and avatar icons. And I'm just like, listen, I am not giving you in-game currency for these things. I will for a variant. Like if a variant card is cool, then that's fun. If it's a card I play with a lot, I don't mind I don't mind doing that. Although they have these variants called ultimate variants, and the cost on them is basically the 90% of the cost for a brand new card, which I think is obscene.
That seems like a lot just for a. Is it so when you say variant for Snap, is it just different coloring, different
It's
pictures,
different artwork. So yeah,
different
it's a
artwork?
whole new artist. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, and
that
some of
seems
them
like a
are
lot.
awesome, but it's like if a new card would cost me 6,000 tokens, right? How is a variant of a card that I already own gonna cost me five?
Yeah, that seems a bit much.
Yeah, they're tripping. I don't like it, is what I
So if
said.
we don't like the game, do we get a refund? Are they gonna
Right.
give us money back if we don't like the game?
Right. Right. Yeah. Listen, I think, on Steam they do that. Like you buy a game and like I think what do you have, like 24 hours or
I think,
something like,
yeah, you
or a
have
couple
24
hours?
hours if you absolutely hate it and say,
Yeah,
this is
Audible
awful.
does that. If you down, I mean, listen, I have gotten to the end of an Audible book and been like, this book was trash. Give me back my credit.
Oh, really?
And they give it back.
Wow. I did not know that. I found it. Here's the real tweet. He says, I thought about this idea for a while as a player since I've been diving into single player games lately. When I beat a game, there are some that just leave me in the awe of how amazing the experience was. At the end of the game, I've often thought I wish I could give these developers I thought I wish I could give these folks another 10 or $20 because it was worth more than my initial $70 and they didn't try to nickel and dime me every second. I don't know. That just strikes me as wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got to be careful normalizing
Normalizing tipping. Tipping used to
tipping, yeah.
be, it used to be that a tip was if you did outstanding. Speaking of which, going to a freaking restaurant nowadays, and they're like, not only putting the tip on automatically, which really irks me. There are places I will not go because they do that crap.
Oh, I haven't had that happen.
But also, like to put this, just add the amounts, and they'll have like a little button, and you can just say add it. But it's not add 10%. It starts at like 15 and goes, like it'll go like 15, 18, 20 or something like that. I'm like, you 10% was supposed to be if you gave really good service.
Yeah.
I mean,
Now I'll say I typically I do the 20%,
oh, I'm a
right?
good tipper.
If
Don't get me wrong. I will definitely tip, but
but I do get somewhat irritated when I see like if I'm getting takeout, man,
yeah.
I it's
Yeah, do you really need
It's
a tip for takeout?
it's a hard road
Yeah, I
to
came and picked it
try
up.
to
I
get
drove here
me
and picked it up.
right. You just brought it out to me. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
Actually, I
that
do know.
I
I'm not
do.
for it most of the time.
No.
Unless now here here's what I do sometimes. go back and forth with when it comes with tech. Because I know that sometimes these folks really are not making good money. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of it.
And so I balance whether or not, like, me kicking in, like, who's that $4 or $5 going to mean more to?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's important. Like, I do get irritated sometimes when I see people who work service industry complain a lot about tipping. Because I don't think anyone should work service industry and be like, I'm entitled to a tip. That's not the definition of a tip.
Yeah, that sort of goes back to that. You know, it used to be that the tips were because of great service, and now right. It's sort of expected.
But the flip side to that for me is, like, we know the situation going in. And so I almost feel like, listen, if you go out to eat, like, give the people give them at least their 15. I think people should give 20. But I do remember mm-hmm. when it was 15 was the
15
was the thing.
The exceptional.
Yeah.
When you were really good, you got 15, or normally you got 10.
Yeah.
That is definitely.
But now
up.
It's like, okay, 20 is the 20 is the good. And you know, 25 is like exceptional, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm in Foster's every other week.
Yep.
You always leave at least 20, you know?
Sometimes, oh, yeah. You know, with them always.
Those folks treat me well, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, with them always. I always tip
so,
them.
But
that's,
yeah.
That's another thing,
listen,
right?
Gaming. Yeah, like, and what would even be the mechanic for that?
Yeah,
and
how would you ensure
that these developers actually got the money?
Yeah, there's a lot of logistics to it. It was, you know, that you'd have to work out, and it would be really tough. And
yeah,
and we know that actually a lot of these guys are on contract.
Mm-hmm.
They sign a contract. Now, AAA titles contracts usually are 3 to 5 years, which is pretty good run, or you could run 25. All right. So I said we're going to talk about TV this episode, and we are. We have another huge crossover hit as the Fallout series on Amazon Prime has taken the world by storm. It's just exceptionally done. So let's talk about it. If you've never played Fallout, you can still watch this and enjoy it thoroughly. I think that's one of the things. I think this is along the lines of Last of Us, where you can enjoy this without knowing the game. But if you have played the game, oh my God, is it a ride and a half? It's fantastic.
You know, Fallout is one of those games where everybody told me I should love it, and I never did.
It's not for everybody. It definitely isn't.
I tried playing Fallout 3 on multiple occasions, and it just never stuck.
I have over 1,000 hours in Fallout
Yikes.
4, according to Steam. Over 1,000
I mean, that
hours.
Sounds like that sounds very similar to my Division 2 hours. Maybe if you added up 2 and 1, I might have 1,000 hours.
Yeah, I've spent so much time in Fallout 4, just doing nothing, just trying to build a community, or just roaming the countryside, killing things, or whatever, just exploring. Just a great. For me, it was just a great game. I did not like Vegas as much, but I still enjoyed it. I don't know what it was about Fallout 4, but man, it just grabbed me and sucked me in like crazy. There's been a lot of good TV on lately. This is on Amazon Prime. So almost everybody has Prime. So if you have that, you can stream this and watch it. Eight episodes for the first season, and they dropped all episodes at once.
Hey, Don, I got to tell you this. So I just looked up my Division II stats. There's like a third party site that does this. And for perspective, I don't believe I've played the Division probably in a year. I'm at 822 hours.
That's excellent.
I'm in the top 12% in time played.
Nice.
And I have not played in a year.
Nice. That's excellent. I'm probably up there. Does Steam give those kind of stats?
I think so. I think somewhere on the Steam page it does. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what though, it doesn't hold a candle to my WoW time played.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
My WoW time played is in the years.
You all play WoW like almost cultish.
Yeah, last time I checked it was I think it was pretty close to 2 years of played time. It's a lot. We spend weekends. We'd be in there all weekend and then play every evening till one or two in the morning. It was terrible. We were awful for years. It was amazing. Let's see. Another thing about this is that, speaking of Steam, Fallout, the games themselves, the participation has tripled in the last month because people.
So basically, Microsoft is printing money.
Yes, people have gone back to start playing the game again because they watched the show. Now, I believe it too. It definitely gives you some feels about the game, and you want to go back and play it some more.
That is you saying that kind of like I feel like they should have remastered those games. Like, I feel like that would have been a great investment.
Well,
remaster Fallout 3. It's the most popular one of the series.
True.
And give something like for people to go and engage with once they get hyped on the show.
Maybe.
I mean, it's different. Like when they came out with the Invincible TV show, right? There was new printing of the book.
Yeah.
People are going to watch the show and they're going to want to go read the story. Like, I feel like you missed the boat if you don't, if you don't make the game like in a format where people want to watch it.
Wait, okay, so here's the thing with Fallout.
Fallout
is moddable. And
Fallout is what?
Moddable. You can add mods to Fallout. Yeah. There's always been high res
but I'm saying there should be a 4K version of that game
on
the console.
Because
although it's moddable on PC, like people that play console are still looking at the same crappy that's graphics true. They've been looking at.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Be nice.
Just my two cents.
Get on that. Get on that, people.
Listen, yeah.
Get on that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the flip side to that is Microsoft doesn't really have money tied up in the TV production because I'm sure they licensed that out to somebody else. It's not a Microsoft Entertainment.
I just saw who did that. Well, it was Amazon, right? Did Amazon do it? Yeah.
But I wonder if they did it cooperation with Microsoft Studios, or if it's a pure. Oh,
Oh.
well, Bethesda Games is a production partner. So maybe Microsoft does have money. Well, but also by the time that money had probably already been spent by the time they bought the company. Well, let me see. When you look at Halo. Oh, well, 343 Industries, yeah, for the Halo show is one of the production companies. So, okay. I've been told I need to watch that.
I heard it's really good. It's on Paramount, so I can't see it until it comes somewhere else where I can
Oh, you don't have Paramount?
Nope. That is the one service I don't have. I can't bring myself to subscribe to another service.
Well, listen, I got Paramount Plus a long time ago because when I signed up for the Apple TV service, they offered Showtime and Paramount Plus for $10 a month. And so I just stuck with it because Paramount, besides the original content that Paramount Plus has, there's a lot of old CBS shows that you get access to because you have Paramount Plus.
Oh, trust me,
So,
it has a lot of my favorite stuff on it. It has Star Trek on it and
yeah.
stuff like that. And I would love to watch those, but I
I'd
just
give you my login, but it's not like I have a separate login for it. It's literally my Apple
Oh,
thing.
yeah,
But hey, it might be worth it.
a lot of people.
Get
Yeah,
it
I
for a
know.
month.
That's what I've been thinking about doing is sign up for a month and do it. Maybe drop one of the other ones for a couple of months while I have that one.
Yeah.
Possibly, like,
Yeah,
because
I really
I
need to
just
clean.
dropped Apple TV.
Listen, I was going to. Okay, people, I'm just going to tell you, we're probably not going to talk a lot of games today. We're going to talk television.
Talking about games and
Well,
television.
yeah, sort of, kind of. Yeah, I said I was going to do it. But they keep bringing good content. Like, Apple TV is
They're
the
having great
one
content.
I'm not mad about the upcharge for. Yeah, I should, but there's good stuff on it.
There's lots of good stuff on it.
Listen, maybe even better than what I get out of Netflix at this point. Like, Netflix, I think, is only really worth it if you don't mind watching foreign films. Like, if you don't mind watching something that's dubbed, like if you'll
Yeah,
ingest that content, there's a ton of good stuff. 'Cause a lot of like the Spanish and the Eastern European stuff that they're putting on there is good stuff. But yeah, I could go either way with that.
I
And
was
HBO, like I could let HBO Max go.
sort of torn with between Netflix and Apple, but we watched so many of the comedy specials on Netflix.
Do you pay for HBO Max?
No, but I do have HBO.
What about Disney Plus?
I have Disney Plus. We watch a lot of Disney.
Yeah. See, I don't like one of my pluses is that I don't have to watch, I don't have to pay for like Hulu, Disney Plus,
Right, you don't have
ESPN
cable
Plus because I
either.
have Verizon. Well, yeah. Oh, y'all still have cable.
Yeah, we have cable.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a whole different ball of yarn.
We
I
have.
have YouTube TV though. I
Same,
mean,
it's
they're getting
same difference.
$70 out of me.
Yeah, it's same difference. It's about the it actually is about we started looking into it and it's
I
about the
could let
same.
that go. I could let YouTube TV go and be
It's
done with
about the
it.
same. Because we get a lot of things like FX and Fox and that kind of stuff where we just get it because we have cable. Whereas
Yeah.
but we subscribed to Peacock because English Premier League.
I have
So,
Peacock too. I have it because of the WWE
yeah,
stuff,
and
the wrestling stuff.
Netflix, and that's actually that's about it right now. Because I dropped Apple TV.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so
You know
much
what
good
we
stuff.
watched the other? Oh my God, this is so stupid. We watched this show the other night called It's do you know who Graham Norton is?
Yeah.
So Graham Norton has that talk show, but he did this other show on British on I don't even know what it was on British TV called LOL, Last One Laughing. And they lock eight or ten comedians in a room for 6 hours, and you can't laugh and you can't smile.
Oh, what and happens if you do?
You're out. You get one warning, and then the next time you're out. But they put all these props and crap in there, and they're all doing just ridiculous stuff to try and get everybody else to smile and laugh. It's hilarious. It is absolutely ridiculous. we ran across this the other night. We're just like, we can't watch this. This is awful. And then we started watching it, and we were hooked. So if you get a chance, go check that out. It's called It's called LOL. It's Graham Norton. It's hilarious. And it's just, the stuff is just so stupid. Just so stupid and silly. You watching Shogun?
I haven't started watching Shogun. Everybody keeps telling me I need to watch it.
Shogun's excellent. Really, really good.
Came up during our D&D session the other day. They're like, oh, you need to watch. Shit. You need to watch. What's up?
Alex asked me about D&D, and I meant to get back to him. I forgot.
Yeah, you see,
he wanted to do a one-shot.
Did you
do that?
How long ago did he ask you?
I don't know. Week or so. I was in the middle of my issues.
I think he's planning another one shot because we won't do our regular session because we've got some folks out. So that one shot may not be
off.
May not have
happened
yet. Yeah,
I'll have to ask him. Keep meaning to get back to him. Keep forgetting. Yeah. Alrighty, so speaking of TV, we had The Last of Us, and now we have Halo and Fallout, which are both excellent, both really, really good. They've been huge hits. So, what video games are out there that we would like to see, like to be turned into a TV series? Well, National News has a list, so we like a list, so let's go through that and see what we agree with. And which ones we're not so hot about. So the very first one on the list is my favorite and the one I would love to see a video game for. A TV series for, especially with the last couple of games that have brought in a new character, and that is God of War. I think God of War is like the perfect video game to have a TV series to go with it. Thoughts?
I don't know. I feel
that
like
was a really long hesitation.
I feel like they've done so many Norse based TV shows, you know, from like Viking to there's another one that's on Netflix that I watch from time to time. I can't think of the name of it now. And then it is very much Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it would have to be very violent.
It would have to be very violent. And I think they'd have to like really lean into like magic some kind of way to make it different. And maybe I haven't played enough of God of War. But I didn't get the sense that there was a lot of magic tied up in the show.
There's not a lot of magic, because Kratos has his powers because he's part god. I just think he's the perfect character. He's just the perfect character for a TV series.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Another. Who would you get to play him?
You've
got
to
get somebody who's like a massive. You need a massive dude that can act, and a lot of times you don't get that in one body.
You know who would be the guy that played the Mountain?
Yeah, but he, I mean, well, I don't know how good his acting
Or
is.
maybe his brother, the guy that played his brother.
Yeah, I don't
Those guys.
even know what that guy
See, I
looks
don't think
like.
it, I don't, it was, like big massive guys. I don't think somebody like The Rock or Momoa. Well, Momoa's not going to shave his head for it, so that's.
You know who could be good?
Yeah.
The problem is he might be a little too old. Is Stephen Lang.
Why don't why well, I know the name. Can't place it.
Stephen Lang was in that movie series about the blind guy and they break into his house.
I don't remember that.
What else? He's been in it.
Oh, I know him. Oh, yes.
But he might be just a little too old, is the
Yeah,
problem.
maybe. I don't know if he's big enough. It's got to be somebody. I mean, whoever it is has to be.
Also, I would say maybe Joe. I always mess his last name up. Mattingangela?
Oh, possibly, yeah.
I mean, listen, whoever plays that role is gonna have to take some testosterone and some HGH or something to get to the right size. But I think he's got the height and the frame for it. Yeah, or they'll have to
Well,
go,
I'll go CGI.
hold on. Listen. There's a whole family of guys that can do this. You just gotta go get one of the Hemsworth brothers.
True. Yep. Yeah.
Alan Rickman could probably do it too. I don't know if he'd want to shave his head, but he can obviously put on the size for
Well, I
it.
pay him enough money, and he almost
Yeah,
shaved
that's
your
true
head.
too. That's true too.
Alrighty. Next on the list was Control. This one I agree with also. This will be a really
Yeah.
good TV series. This would be what was the one? What was the Marvel one that flowed throughout everything on the series? Shit. Shield and
Oh, Agents of Shield.
Agents of Shield. Yep. This will be could be just like that. It'd be really good.
You know what else this would remind you of is Sleepy Hollow. I don't know if you ever watched that
I
show.
don't. I never watched it, but yes, I know the premise of it. Yep. Yes, that would be really good. Maybe like fringe, a little fringish.
French. Yeah, I mean, French literally was a federal. Part of a federal agency. So yeah, no, that'd be great show. Great show.
Yeah, that would be good. Sleeping Dogs. If you don't know this, this is I think this has been made into a film, just wasn't called Sleeping Dogs. It's Hong Kong mafia
We've seen
martial arts
this.
movies. Yes, we've had this already.
Right.
The next one is Dead Space. I feel
Yeah.
like Dead Space has already been done. It was a set of movies called Aliens, which you may have heard of.
Also, what was it? Night Stalkers,
Night
which was a
Stalkers.
sci-fi show.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Also, a Netflix show with Katie Sackhoff.
Was it?
Another World, I think was very like.
Oh, I
Was
don't
kind
remember
of
that.
similar to Dead
I like
Space. I
Katie
mean,
Sackhoff. She's
wasn't
really
as
good.
violent, but yeah. No,
She
I
was
like
really
what
good
she
in
was. Starbuck.
Battlestar. Yeah.
Starbuck.
The next one is another one that I'm like all in on. This is Horizon. Zero Dawn. Pick one of the games, go for it. The concept of machines. Okay, so we had Terminator, it was sort of the same thing, but machines take over the world and decimate the human race, and now humans are starting to come back. This is an amazing concept. It actually Terminator sort of that thing. The Matrix is sort of that thing, but in this is this is different enough, I think, could work as a TV series. Did you ever play Horizon games? Zero Dawn or
No, I own the first one, but I never played it.
Yeah, really, they're great games. One of the few games I've actually finished was those two games. One called Siphon Filter. I actually had never heard of this.
I remember the game, never played it.
But again, it's a Tales of Espionage. So I guess, I don't know. They say this should work better as a miniseries. Well, maybe. There's probably a lot of games who work as a miniseries.
Yeah.
Super Smash Brothers. What? How are you turning Super Smash Brothers into a TV series? I don't get it.
Yeah, it would. I can't see that as live action.
Yes.
At all.
Now, Pokemon, they've sort of done that, but as a TV series, weekly, you know, installment TV series, Pokemon might not be bad. That they could probably pull off. But Smash Brothers, I don't know. And that was their list. What's not on there? Well, The Division. I can see that as a TV series for sure.
Yeah, I could see it.
Absolutely. Trying to think. Well, they did a did they do a TV series for Assassin's Creed? They did movies. Oh shit! That leads me to a couple Blizzard titles that would. I always said the World of Warcraft movie didn't do well. Because people didn't understand it. It didn't make... You had to know about World of Warcraft before the movie came out. I thought they should have put out shorts before the movie. You know, like 15-minute little things to explain mm-hmm. the background of it before it happened. As a TV series, World of Warcraft would be perfect. So many stories, so much lore, so many threads to pull. In that world, I think that would be a perfect TV weekly TV series. The other one is Overwatch. Again, great story, lots of back stuff to delve into. I think that would be another one. Great TV series.
I could see that.
Yeah, those would be really good. Let's see. Anything else on here? Anything else on here? Oh, lie. Top 100 of all time. Borderlands is already being done. That doesn't count. That would be hard. Final Fantasy?
But it could be good.
It could be good. That one's not bad. Well, it's not bad. I don't think the battle royales work really well.
Yeah. I
don't know how you would turn those into Animal Crossing? I don't know how that. No, I don't think maybe the sim games work that well either. There's another one, Destiny. You could turn Destiny into a TV series pretty easily. Almost, you know, it's funny. And like Red Dead Redemption, although that's very Western, none demand really. A lot of those open world for FPS games, a lot of those you probably could take the story and turn it into a TV series. BioShock, all of those.
Yeah.
Well, that's dumb. That's been done. GoldenEye. GoldenEye came from, though.
So, all right, hear me out on this. I do think there's some merit to possibly redoing some of the existing Bond movies and giving them a new twist.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I could see a new GoldenEye.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that. That sounds pretty good. Uncharted. What do you think about that one?
Yeah. I mean, but again, isn't Uncharted just a Tomb Raider movie?
True. True.
Will disagrees with
it's the same thing. It's like, yeah, it was done in Indiana Jones. We know. Diablo. Take the stories of Diablo and turn it into a series. Oh, I like that a lot.
That could work.
Yeah. I don't know about Skyrim. Resident Evil's been done. Yeah, there's probably something we've missed. If you can think of some, send them in. Does Will have any games he thinks should be?
He did think it was blasphemous that I said Tomb Raider was just. Or that I said Uncharted was just Tomb Raider.
Uncharted is.
He wasn't very pleased with that description. So take that for what it's worth.
Oh, well, there's another one that's been a big hit. The Witcher. I forgot all about that. That's actually really well done.
Over and over again, I try to get through The Witcher and follow.
Oh, really?
And I fail miserably every time. Oh, it's all my fault.
But Mass Effect.
Anything
with a great story, right? Those are the ones we talk about. They have great stories. What about a live action Zelda? Could you do that?
Yeah, I think so. I think you could.
That's interesting.
I think you could.
Possibly. Alrighty. Well, that's all we have for this evening. Any final thoughts? Any other things that come to mind?
I would love a Gears of War television show.
Oh, yeah. That would be a great one. That would be a good one.
Yeah, I think that could be really good.
What,
I don't know.
Weren't they talking about that?
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those things that comes up over and over again, and we never get it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
people talk about it; it just never happens.
Now that we've had a few successful ones here in a row, like the last three or four have done really well. Like I think The Witcher started it off, and then they had The Last of Us, and now we've had Halo and Fallout. I think Fallout was absolutely the most ambitious, and they knocked it out of the park. They did a really good job with it.
Yeah,
the opening scene in the TV show is just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I will not spoil it, but it's great. All right. So that's the show for today. Thank you all for listening. If you would like to reach out to the show in any way, please email us at joystickandmouse@gmail.com. You can learn how to follow us on the social medias over there. And until next time, Tim?
Take it easy, folks.
All right. We'll see you later, folks.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.